The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning, 7:05. Happy Monday, June 5th. Dr. Rebecca Grant is a national security analyst based in Washington, D.C., founder of Iris Independent Research. Dr. Grant, welcome back to the show. Thanks for jumping on the air with us this early on a Monday morning.
Good morning. Glad to talk with you. What a boom.
What was that? You heard it. You were there. Tell us about what happened with these two F-16s flying over and breaking the sound barrier. Where were you? How did it happen? And what's going on, Dr. Grant?
Live just a few miles outside of D.C., and I heard it. It was so loud. I knew right away it was a sonic boom, though for a second I thought maybe it was my neighbor shooting at coyotes or squirrels. Nope, it's the spring. Nobody shoots anything. So it's loud as if it had been like an explosion. It really rattled the glass. It's an older house, rattled the glass. I was tempted to go look for broken glass. But this is very, very rare. So thousands of people heard this sonic boom. You almost never hear them because they're only allowed to accelerate like that in times of emergency. So if you heard that sonic boom, you're not going to hear another one like that for a long time.
Oh, that's interesting. So you knew something was up, right? When you heard that, you said, oh boy, what's going on? Citation jet which just came too close to Washington, D.C., to all the buildings in Washington, D.C. They thought it was a threat. Tell us the time frame. This was what was impressive, Dr. Grant, was that the F-16s under this administration that seems completely inept, it was nice to see that the F-16s at least scrambled that quickly, yes?
Yes, they did a great job. And the Northeast, the Eastern Air Defense Sector, which guards everything east of the Mississippi, they've learned a lot from 9/11, and the National Capital Region is very protected. This plane had taken off a little bit after 1 p.m. in Tennessee. They lost contact with it up in New York around 2 p.m. and put together a threat conference. That's a phone call that's got all the authorities on it. And it was that phone call that allowed the F-16s to be scrambled and authorized them to make that low-level sonic boom as they accelerated to intercept. The plane was up at about 35,000 feet, but it had turned around and it did fly directly over Washington, D.C. Very rare. All the airmen know you've got to have constant radio contact to be in the National Capital Region and a whole bunch of forms and permissions. They knew there was something wrong, and eventually the F-16s kind of pulled up alongside near to the aircraft, tried to see what was going on and used flares. It has happened before that you'll get a pilot who drifts in there, so I knew it was most likely the Andrews F-16s up doing that kind of boom. But it meant that they had been authorized to go really fast in afterburner to intercept that aircraft.
Wow. And what do we know what happened with the aircraft? I mean, it's terrible that they loved ones were lost. It just seems like something called hypoxia, where the oxygen is out of that Cessna Citation. Do you know anything about that, Dr. Grant?
Yes, it's very tragic, and the National Transportation Safety Board will do a big investigation, but lots of people are speculating it could be hypoxia. That incident occurred with Payne Stewart many, many years ago.
Yep.
Something incapacitated that pilot, possibly the oxygen supply, and it's 35,000 feet. There's no oxygen up there. If it fails, then everyone had drifted to sleep, sadly, and the plane, it looks now that the plane continued until it ran out of fuel and then crashed into the Blue Ridge area of Virginia.
What happened? That did happen with Payne Stewart, but is it a poison that is in, or just the oxygen leaves the cabin or something? Is that what happened in that private aircraft?
Oxygen leaves the cabin, and so essentially the pilots and the passengers on board fall asleep. They never know anything, and they don't wake up and can't be revived in the plane crash. It's very, very sad, but that is one likely scenario. Almost certainly it'll turn out the pilot was incapacitated for some reason, but people do suspect hypoxia when something happens like that and the plane flies for so long.
Well, it kills you. Look, forgive me. I'm like such a worrywart about this stuff because I always enjoy a private plane ride every now and then at the expense of others, by the way. So it's like, you know, but that can happen. There's no way to remotely. I know this is a really amateur question, Dr. Grant, but I know you know about the Air Force. Is there any way to, like a drone, to remotely take over that plane? I know it would be dangerous, but if there was some way to remotely land these planes at this, you know, it's 2023. You think they would have the ability to do something like that? Talking about the private aircraft. Huh?
You would think, and it's on autopilot at that point. And, hey, this is why when you fly commercial, they brief you about the oxygen mask coming down. And that's when that doesn't happen, you're passed out. Yeah, so sadly, it's just the worst-case scenario. There's just nothing that anyone else can do at that point.
Yeah, but Dr. Graham, we appreciate your time. Give us, if you would, an overview of exactly what happened. Those F-16s came out of. Where did they fly out of? And this is, I guess, just routine for them, where you see, you know, in the movies, the old movies, I remember they'd run right to the aircraft. But that really happens, and we have the ability to do it. So starting with the F-16s, where did they fly out of again?
What we're told is that it's out of Andrews Air Force Base. There are F-16s that sit alert. They may already have been flying. It was a beautiful day, and they fly a lot on the weekends. Also told that the New Jersey Guard was involved. We'll get all those details. But if it's a scramble, they do run out. The plane is there in a little sun shelter. They are airborne very, very quickly. And in this case, they take off, probably select afterburner, the orange glow, going supersonic as they take off, and remain in afterburner closing to get to that citation, and that's what creates that massive sonic boom. The FAA restricts that. You can't do that except up on military airspace like in Utah. So that's why you'll never hear a boom like that, and it's so unusual. But they were allowed because it was an emergency procedure to go and do that. And then they go up and they flew. They have to get to altitude. The plane was at 35,000 feet, and they actually used flares to try to make sure that anybody in the cockpit that was still conscious was alert and not just drifting around. But they got no response from them. I'm sure they probably tried to get close, look to see if there was damage on the plane, use the flares. And they're in constant radio contact. Their controllers up in Rome, New York, have real precise tactical control of those F-16s.
Wow, that is so scary that they can get that close. Well, who pulls the trigger and says take the, you know, shoot it down? I mean, is there some commander on the ground that makes that call?
Well, they wouldn't if they needed to. This is a big deal. So your NORAD commander, General Van Herk, who's our 4-star commander, is into that, and then the Eastern Sector commander, a 3-star, and then down to the colonel, and they're all on the line. They've got probably someone from the Secretary of Defense on the line. This is a big threat conference with a plane like that. And they practice those procedures. So whatever they're authorized to quickly pass to the pilots, whatever instructions that they need, which in this case was just to go and investigate and see if they could raise the alert on this aircraft.
Dr. Rebecca Grant, appreciate it. And you hear that the New Jersey Air National Guard was involved as well, huh?
I did hear that initially, and I'm sure we'll get some more reports. But you know, if they were following it for a long time, New Jersey could have been involved, also D.C., and probably a tanker supporting them as well, plus the ground controllers up in Rome, New York. So it was a team effort.
You know, I was on that. I was on one of those big, deep aircrafts. We did it before. It was one of the military operations, and we went and supported the troops in Fort Bliss, actually, and went with the New Jersey Air National Guard. And I watched them fuel. I guess it was an F-16 where they put that big pipe all the way back, and you could watch from that you'll know what that aircraft was that I don't know. It was like a big C-130. I don't think it was a 130, but a plane like that actually fueled it, and we could watch how it happened. That was an amazing feat what they do right in the air, fuel those jets as they go. You think maybe one of their tankers were up there, huh?
The flying gas station at KC-135, most likely.
KC-135.
Yes, they have to be
right,
up because
right.
you use a lot of fuel going supersonic in an F-16. There would have been tankers available to support if needed and to get these guys back to base.
Well,
yeah.
Well,
and I tell you, Monday, I guarantee you there's a lot of debriefing going on at Andrews' other units this morning about this incident so they can learn from what went well and what didn't. So,
well, we appreciate the military doing the job, and our hearts go out to the family. Dr. Grant, always appreciate you taking the time with us. Thanks for joining us. Let's chat soon if we can.
Great talking to you. Thank you.
You too. Thanks. Dr. Rebecca Grant, National Security Analyst based in Washington and a founder of Iris Independent Research. There was a family. It was a private plane, apparently. It was a private aircraft going from North Carolina out to Long Island. And it was so unfortunate because there were family members on, the people who owned the plane. I don't know this family. Do you guys know the family? Is this a famous family we should know about? I don't know this John Rumpel.
I believe they own an auto dealership in Florida.
Encore Motors of Melbourne.
Yeah.
Florida-based company. John Rumpel ran the company, says his daughter, 2-year-old granddaughter and nanny and the pilot were on board. You know, they were going back to East Hampton, New York after a 4-day visit. I'm telling you what, that is, I know it sounds like it's not, but that's a routine flight and very easy. Why would something like that happen? And how does that oxygen just go away in the aircraft like that? So, and an aircraft as really one of the great aircrafts, is everybody knows the Cessna Citation is one of the great aircrafts. Very unsettling. And then, you know, it's funny, Rebecca Grant's talking about, I remember I went down, we did a show for the troops in Fort Bliss many years ago, and we all went down there with the National Guard, the Air National Guard in Jersey, and it was so awesome to see that C-135, I guess, as the way Rebecca ID'd that aircraft that was on. And you go, and you can go on in the back of the aircraft, then you got to go to a little area in the back of the plane, and this huge aircraft, and you have to lay down. And then you could see there's like a little window, and you could absolutely observe, which we did. You observe that big arm comes out. It's like that big pipe that comes out of the back of the aircraft. And then you see the pilot comes up from an F-16, and you could observe it. And they do it while in flight. And you see the pilot, and we acknowledge the pilot. The pilot will wave back. It's amazing that they do it. And then they lock that right in. They lock it onto the top of top of the cockpit, and they fuel the jet. The big jet fuels the smaller jet. Extraordinary to watch. And we just applaud all those military men and women put their lives on the line for us. Hey, it's 7:17. Gordon Chang's going to join us. We're going to talk about, speaking of which, you got planes flying in front of planes, you know, Chinese aircraft, buzzing American aircraft. Now Chinese warship comes within 150 yards of a U.S. missile destroyer. What in the name of goodness gracious is going on? We'll get into it. Ryan O'Leary's going to join us, too. We'll take a lighter turn with Ryan. He's the owner of Champs Boxing Club, a boxing club, and that is up in New Rochelle. Jen Kearns will join us. Ricky Schlott will join us. We got a couple of young gals that will tell us what's going on in politics. You know, Mark Siegel's going to join us. Dr. Mark will join us, and we got a full show. You could always call us at 877-970-2999. Debbie's out there on the road checking out traffic on AM 970. The Answer. How are we doing this morning, Deb?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. We're going to head out to 287 northbound, exit 2 in Edison. An accident now on the shoulder. It looks like one car had overturned, but everything's now on the shoulder. Let's see what's happening as we head to the Taconic. Taconic south at the Sawmill. It's an accident. And we're seeing delays as well on the New Jersey Turnpike. The car lanes north at 12. An accident in Carteret, 1 and 9 northbound at South Wood Ave in Linden. A collision. It's really busy as you head over to the Thruway South exit 17 into Newburgh with an accident. That one is off on the shoulder. If you're heading over to the inbound side of the George Washington Bridge, forget about it. It's a 2-hour delay to the upper level, lower level over an hour. Lincoln 35, Holland about 40. The problems over at the George, all because of the earlier accidents on the Cross Bronx Expressway. Partly cloudy today, high of 77. This total traffic and weather report, sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
sponsored by Navage. With each breath, allergens, germs, and viruses get trapped in your nose. Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com.
Well, it's summertime, time to hit the beach and go beyond the people, go swimming beyond the people. And, well, we'll try to get down the shore if I can, if I get through my busy schedule. But when I am swimming, I don't want the pain. I want to be able to think about it. Think about the crawl. They call this crawl where you lift your arm way over your head like that, you know, and I could used to be able to, not able to do that, you know, and I would end up doing a breaststroke. So I wouldn't, you know, whether I was doing a backstroke or a crawl, I couldn't do it so much because I had shoulder pain. Started taking Relief Factor, the pain went away. How about a knee on the bike, riding around? How about the playing the drums, all those things? Cracking the drums like we did this weekend. We had such a great time with the Pat Johnson Band this weekend in Long Island. Man, I sat on those drums, no pain. And I always tell you, and I got to tell you, because from my heart, I feel by the grace of God, I could do it at my age. You know what I'm saying? However, I take Relief Factor just to back that up a little bit. I'm just saying. 100% drug-free Relief Factor. It's got all the great ingredients that you will find at ReliefFactor.com. And you're going, Joey, I don't know, Joey, this really stops the pain? Will you just try the 3-week quick start, please? It's only $19.95. You could call 800, the number 4, the word relief, 800-4-RELIEF, or try that 3-week quick start at $19.95. You can get that at ReliefFactor.com, you know? And once I think you 2 days, some people are out of pain. 7 days, other people. Me, 5 days. Give yourself a chance to be pain-free. You know you owe that to yourself and to your family. ReliefFactor.com, 3-week quick start, still $19.95. You can call 800-4-RELIEF or again, ReliefFactor.com.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
With the monthly employment report out of the way, investors are looking to next week's Federal Reserve meeting, June 13th and 14th. Though the report found May unemployment rising to 3.7%, there were 339,000 new jobs created in May, more than forecast. Nancy Tengler, CEO of Laffer Tengler Investments, believes the Fed should pause raising interest rates to see the impact of what it's already done.
We are going to see some continued volatility. I think they need to stay where they are, stay pat, and let the long and lagged effects of monetary policy play out. We've only been at this for a little over a year.
Today, there's an update from ISM on service sector activity in May. That includes everything from hair salons to software. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Democrats just want to win the next election, and they're trying to do it with ceaseless money printing. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. It is critical to protect your retirement right now with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. Text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
Ever wonder what happens behind all those closed doors in Washington and New York City that affect your life? Well, we did too. So we went out and looked for the all-knowing cat, John Catsimatidis, the living legend, business billionaire, and politician, to tell us what's real and what's fake. Tune in to The Catman every weekday evening at 5. Catch him, if you can, on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager. Sign up today for an unforgettable experience in Israel this October. Mike Gallagher and I are traveling to the Holy Land on the Stand with Israel tour with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. This trip of a lifetime to Israel is one you don't want to miss. Register today before it's too late at StandWithIsraelTour.com, StandWithIsraelTour.com, or call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about MyPillow. I love telling you about MyPillow, and I want to tell you about the MyPillow 2.0, but can I tell you what I did? I have new, Al, my slippers! I have
my slippers!
So
exciting!
I'm so excited. I ordered the new My Slippers. They are so comfortable. I got the moccasin style, you know? because I like the style. They are incredible. How Mike comes up with these great products, I don't know. The guy's like a genius in that regard. He really is. And so now he comes up with the MyPillow 2.0, and if you buy one, you can get one free. And I sleep on the MyPillow 2.0 from MyPillow. So you can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Promo code is Joe P. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Joe P. I'm telling you, check out of my slippers. I'm supposed to tell you about the MyPillow 2.0 and how it's you get a 60-day money-back guarantee, made in America, 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable. You're going to love it. It's got a new fabric technology that helps regulate your body temperature that Mike came up with. He actually, yes, has improved the regular MyPillow into the MyPillow 2.0, and he has this great deal. You buy one, get one free. But try the MyPillow slippers, too. They're spectacular. Listen, all you do is, if I may, you call 800-651-0798, okay? Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Joe P.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour. Weeknights at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Gordon Chang is the man. He's an expert on everything regarding the continent of Asia and geopolitics. Gordon, welcome back to the show. Happy Monday to you, my friend.
Happy Monday, Joe. Thank you very much.
Gordon, if I may, what did the Changs do over the weekend? Anything interesting? Do you go to a jazz club? Anything? Or are you working? You probably did like 7 hits on TV yesterday, right, Gordon?
Well, we were on Fox on Saturday.
There you go.
But before that, I spoke to a group of women in Point Pleasant about the threat of China. And it was a great, great event. Which, by the way, you were mentioned there.
Yeah, there you go. Jersey, right? It's all Jersey. Point
Jersey. President.
That's beautiful down there. Hey, Gordon, we love that you stay on top of all this and that you warn us. You're the first person to warn us about all this with communist China. But now a Chinese warship comes within 150 yards of a U.S. missile destroyer. And where could you give us a breakdown? Where exactly was this and how dangerous this was, Gordon Chang?
Yeah. This was in the Taiwan Strait as an Arleigh Burke destroyer, the Chung Hoon, and a Canadian warship, the Montreal, were making a transit. A Chinese vessel came up along the port side and then crossed the T of the Arleigh Burke, which was in the lead, and it came within, as you say, 150 yards. This is the second dangerous intercept within 2 weeks, because on May 26th, a Chinese fighter came up along the starboard side of a U.S. Air Force RC-135 over the South China Sea. The Chinese jet crossed in front of the American reconnaissance plane, and in the video released by the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, you can see that the American craft was buffeted by the jet wash of the Chinese fighter.
And you know, you and I have talked about this. This is reeking accident. God forbid, Gordon, but this is exactly the way these things happen. Something's going to happen, it's going to be an accident, and then it's all out war, correct?
Yeah, that could very well be the case. Actually, these aren't accidents, Joe. These are deliberate provocations that China has caused, and China's most famous propagandist, Hu Jin, on Twitter on Wednesday, actually issued a death threat to the United States because he said he had, quote-unquote, a premonition that there was going to be a collision in the air between a Chinese and a U.S. aircraft and that the U.S. craft would die, the crew would die. This was not a premonition. This was a plan. And so really what we're talking about is China's regime wants to kill Americans. It's very clear. You see the indoctrination of children across the country, not only to go to war, but to hate the Japanese, hate Americans. And this is a regime that is bent on destroying our country.
You know, Gordon, if I may, just to talk about China for a minute, you know, my son Joey with me, my big boy, said he actually went to China. He went to different cities in China. This was years ago, about 8 years ago. But he said that they have these superhighways, and correct me if I'm wrong, Gordon, you know best, but they have these superhighways that are really, like, unbelievable, but no one's on them. And then they built these apartments out of the city so everybody could move there, but no one's in the apartments. What a strange society. I mean, is that what's happening over there? They just, I mean, because that they want to rule the world, but they should get their own house in order before they do that in communist China. Yes,
yes, because their economy is not growing at the pace that they claim. They claim 4.5% growth in the first quarter of this year, which is impossible, because from all that we know, the Chinese economy contracted in the combined January and February reporting period. So to get to 4.5% growth, they would have had to have double-digit growth in March, which nobody thinks is true. Yes, there are empty highways, there are empty apartments, and the bullet trains are losing hundreds of billions of dollars a year. I mean, China is very proud of its high-speed rail, but again, it's not economic. China's building these. I'll just give you an example.
Yeah.
In Texas, you don't have high-speed rail between the major cities because they're too close. You either just fly or they're too far away. You just fly.
Yeah.
And in China, they build these high-speed rail lines between these faraway locations. Nobody takes them because it's just not economic. You fly. And so China's been building all this stuff, but it's for a country which is a lot larger than it in fact is.
Yeah, and Gordon, if I may, on this Global One initiative by this great reset that they're trying to do in Europe, by all the it's hysterical to me because the very, very, very rich are trying to implement this so they get even richer. But what is the end game on that global initiative, the attack on the climate, the lockdowns during COVID-19? That's exactly what communist China is. That's where they will lead us. And number one, is that true? Number two, from what you're telling us, Gordon Chang, that communist Chinese society is not working.
No, it's certainly not working. You know, you have continuing debt defaults, plunging property prices, the stagnating economy, worsening food shortages, deteriorating environment, failing local governments, and they've still got COVID-19. This is a society in distress. And you're right about global government. This is about control. And it's people like Klaus Schwab, the guy who founded the World Economic Forum.
Yep.
They want to run our lives. And we cannot permit this. Biden right now is very much copacetic with that, and that's wrong.
And you're feeling, Gordon, as we always talk about, that Biden is compromised. There's hearings today. James Comer, head of the Oversight Committee, you know, they have all this information on Biden being compromised by communist China. Do you think there are illegalities there, or is just this plain old-fashioned influence peddling, or might it be worse between communist China and the president of the United States, Gordon?
Yeah, China prove actual bribery is pretty hard in these circumstances.
Yeah.
So Comer is getting there. But the illegality that probably, the crime that probably occurred is tax evasion on the part of Hunter Biden and maybe some of the other Biden family members, because the question is, did they report this money? Yet to be seen.
Yeah.
So Hunter Biden's got some problems there. And if those accounts that are labeled quote-unquote, just Biden, if those were really Joe Biden's, well, then he's got a tax problem as well.
Yeah, so true. So, Gordon, before we let you go, my friend, I'm afraid that, and I try to be positive, saying, can China afford to go to war? Do they want war? Is this all bluster now? Because, again, an accident can happen, but economically, can they afford to go to war the way we are so coupled intricately, economically, with communist China?
Well, if I can, let me turn around the question. I mean, can China afford not to go to war? You know, Xi Jinping, he knows he has no answers for any of the problems that he's caused. His only response is to rally the Chinese people with foreign conflict.
That's right.
So, you know, maybe he doesn't want to go to war, but he wants cause provocations that create tensions, which, as you point out earlier, you know, will lead to war. So, yeah, I think that war is a real possibility right now, and it could occur any time.
That's textbook for an authoritarian government like that. Gordon, great. I'll see you soon, my friend. And we always appreciate you taking the time with us, Gordon Chang. Thank you, and love to Lydia. All the very best, Gordon. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joe. We really appreciate it.
Okay, take care. Thanks so much. Gordon Chang right there. You know, it's so true. If they're having problems in China like they say they're having, and then it's textbook, let's go to war and take, you know, just to distract everybody. But I don't know how we avoid it. And God forbid, and I keep talking about this as being an accident in the South China Sea and outside of Taiwan, Taiwanese Strait. However, I also worry about in Ukraine with Putin to go on the other, you know, not too far away from China in Ukraine and with Russia. If they're just begging for a small nuclear device to go off, and we're at nuclear war. Look where we are. How did the war become so unstable? I think you know the answer to that rhetorical question. 7:35, Joe on the radio, and we're going to go up to New Rochelle. We're going to check in with Champs Boxing Club with Ryan O'Leary and Dr. Mark Siegel on the show as well. 7:35, Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
56 degrees at 7:35. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. The commanding officer of the NYPD's 69th precinct in Brooklyn is suspended without pay for drunk driving. NYPD Captain Jared Badillo reportedly wasn't just drunk, he was bombed. The Daily News reports cops found him just after 1 a.m. Friday, stopped at a light on East 14th Street in Manhattan. He was behind the wheel, asleep or passed out, with a half-empty bottle of vodka in the back seat, and it was his department-issued car. Officers say the 39-year-old Badillo was slurring his words and wobbly on his feet. He blew a .18 on the breathalyzer and was charged with DWI. The reclining Lady Liberty statue is on the move from New Jersey to New York City. While the Statue of Liberty stands between New York and New Jersey, a 25-foot-long replica of the iconic statue has resided in both states. Artist Zach Landsberg's reclining Liberty is ending its one-year residency at Jersey City's Liberty State Park. Landsberg's tribute, which weighs 2,000 pounds, headed to Andrew Logan Projects Gallery in Red Hook, Brooklyn. Visitors will be able to touch, climb, and lounge next to her. The opening party will be held on June the 8th. The replica will be on display through June 24th. In sports, Blue Jays swept the Mets, winning by the final of 6-4. The Amazing sit in third place in the National League East at 30-30. They'll visit the Braves for a three-game series that begins tomorrow night in Atlanta. Yankees take the rubber match against the Dodgers by the final of 4-1. They are also off today. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Well, you're stuck in traffic at the George Washington Bridge, an hour and 10 minutes in at the George Washington Bridge as you get to that upper level, about an hour to the lower level. Lincoln 45, Holland about 45 as well. Watch for delays as you head over to 684 South, getting down toward exit 8 in Croton Falls. A stalled vehicle just cleared. And we're seeing delays on the Taconic southbound at the Sawmill with an accident blocking one lane. Taking a ride to the LIE westbound, slowing down out toward Deer Park Avenue, slowing down again on the LIE West right through the Cross Island. Cross Island northbound, busy heading up and out toward Jamaica Ave. Over in South Ozone Park, 117th Street at 111th Avenue. It's an ongoing accident investigation heading through that stretch as well. Route 15 southbound in Jefferson at Berkshire Valley Road. It's an accident. Partly cloudy today, high of 77. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Well, thanks, Deb. You know, I've teamed up with my friend Steve Perlow once again to create this intimate offer for you, part of the AM 970 The Answer family, to take a unique Perlow tour. We will be there. I will be there every step of the way. You know, people sometimes go on these tours and they go, oh, you know, where is Joe here? I am there every second. and I go on the bus with you. We fly over together and we have a great time. And we form friendships and family like you can't even imagine. Once in a lifetime. And we're going to Rome for 3 nights. We'll be doing a performance for you in Rome on one of the hills of the Seven Hills of Rome, just gorgeous, overlooking, I can't tell you. And the weather's going to be great in October. It's October 18th through the 28th, you know. And then we fly directly to Sicily, spend 3 nights in Taormina, and then we visit the medieval villages of Forza d'Agro. You know, we'll go see some of the location shots that were used in The Godfather. Next on to Palermo for 3 more nights before flying back to America. It's Rome and Sicily. This is a VIP, customized, very specialized trip. Steve Perillo worked diligently on getting the best hotels in Sicily because everybody's going. That's like the hottest destination in Europe now is Sicily, you know. And Steve cleared all the great hotels for you. All right, so we invite you to call Janice, standing by for you right now, 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515. Tour dates are October 18th to the 28th. You got to jump on it now. We've got a few openings left. Please call Janice, 800-431-1515, or go to PerilloTours.com.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Take your investment knowledge to new heights this year on the 2023 Eagle Financial Publications Cruise. Join us along with The Money Show on a luxury voyage to the Caribbean and learn from top financial experts like George Gilder and Mark Skousen through workshops and seminars. Relax and refresh, all while discussing investment strategies with like-minded individuals. Secure your spot today at eaglefinancialcruise.com. That's eaglefinancialcruise.com. Eagle Financial is a division of Salem Media Group.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell me about Alex Kinsella and Route 22 Toyota. You know, Iggy Giuffre is my buddy, and I met him over there at Route 22 Toyota years ago. My goodness gracious, how many years ago? They've been with us from day one, you know. And now Alex Kinsella is the general manager there. Great team. Jamie from the agency. These are great folks. They have got some great inventory for you at Route 22 Toyota. Because there was a supply chain problem. Now, Alex is holding on for you, the RAV4s, the Highlanders, and the area's largest selection of new Toyota vehicles. Right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. And you got your own private number. And here it is, 973-705-8905. 973-705-8905. You could check out the huge selection of pre-owned and Toyota-certified used vehicles while you're there. 973-705-8905. 8905. You speak with someone over at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey, and you remember, please, to tell them Joe Piscopo sent me.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Today's Daily New Rochelle Trivia segment is sponsored by Montefiore New Rochelle Hospital, with dedicated physicians, nurses, and caregivers working where they live. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
All right, let me give you this New Rochelle trivia question. All right, you can call in 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. If you're the first correct caller, my friend, you will win a $50 gift card from the Beachmont Tavern, established in 1928. It's an historic New Rochelle landmark, known for having the best wings in Westchester, baby. And, of course, a tribute to New Rochelle native Don McLean, the Levee Rap. As in, drove my Chevy to the levee. Don, I tell you, and Don's been on the show. Great guy from New Rochelle. And that stuff with buffalo or barbecue chicken cutlet, bacon, mac and cheese. Okay, let's make everybody hungry this early in the morning, right? That's at 750 North Avenue. That is the Beachmont Tavern. And let me give you the number, if I may, 914-636-9533. So today's winner will also receive 2 season passes to the New York Empire Ultimate Disc Team, what most of us fondly call Frisbee, based in New Rochelle. The Empire went undefeated last year playing at the Joseph Asina Field in New Rochelle, one of the most fun and affordable family outings in New York. Shop EmpireUltimate.com for tickets. Remember, if you want a prize within the past 60 days, you're not eligible, but I know a guy. We may let you through anyway. Let me give you the number to call. It's 877-970-2999. Here is New Rochelle's Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Catherine White with today's New Rochelle trivia question.
Good morning, Joe. New Rochelle is currently home to two colleges. Name one.
All right, that's good enough and easy enough, I think. You could go to 877-970-2999. Hey, Joe on the radio, let's go up to New Rochelle and talk to Ryan O'Leary, head coach and owner of Champs Boxing Club. How cool is that? Ryan, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Joe, what's going on? Joe, I'm talking to a legend. I can't believe I'm talking to you, Joe. I'm so happy to be here.
How cool.
I have so many memories listening to you, Joe, and watching you.
Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate that. How cool is this? You have a boxing club in New Rochelle. Tell us about
this. Yeah,
Joe.
It's
like training or boxing or overall fitness, Ryan. Give us the breakdown, if you would.
Okay, so it's a little bit of everything, Joe. What I have in my gym is I have 80% of the people are doing it just for the workout. And when I train them and my trainers train them, we train them just like they're a professional boxer. They never have to get in the ring. They never have to get hit. But I'm going to train you the correct way. You're not just doing some foofy, gymnastics thing or whatever some of these places do. But, you know, we're going to train you the right way. You're going to learn how to do it the right way. We do have an amateur competition team. We have about 40 active amateurs. And I have about a dozen professional boxers that fight on television, fight all over the world. So it's a little bit of everything.
This is great. What is the Team Combat League? I love this. Tell us about that, Ryan.
So Team Combat League is a completely new sport. It was just started this year. There's six teams from across the country, Six cities. And what it is, it's a team-based boxing. They actually invented a whole new sport. There's five weight classes, so we have five men's weight classes, one women's weight class. All the boxers fight just one round, so I'll put in a welterweight. He'll go in and box a guy from another city, one round. The round scored, it's over, so they go as hard and as fast as they can. Immediately, the second round starts with a different weight class, and the points are added up just like you would in a regular boxing match, and at the end, whatever team wins advances. And it's really amazing because there's less likelihood of injury because the boxers are only in there for one round. Yeah. And there's more excitement because the guys are going super fast and super hard because it's only one round. So it's been very successful. You can see it on YouTube, Team Combat League on YouTube. Yeah. All the past fights are on there, and the live ones will be showing there as well.
Ryan, this is great, Ryan O'Leary. I got to tell you, people don't understand, probably sports-wise, I'm a baseball guy, but the hardest sport, I think, is boxing. Not even, you see, the fighters, the cage fighting, you know, and that sort of thing, closed cage. But to just hold up your arms for 3 minutes at a time for a round, great idea on the one round. People don't understand how hard that is, right?
That's what it is, Joe. You know, it's a full body workout. They're hitting every muscle. They're using their upper body, their legs, everything. And what's fun about boxing is that it's something different every time. When you go in there, it's not the same routine. It's not the same repetition. One day we're hitting bags. One day we're hitting the hand pads. One day I'm teaching you defensive stuff, but you're always getting a full body workout and they're always having fun.
Cool. And you got the gloves and you got the headgear and that sort of thing, Ryan?
Everything. I have everything. Nobody needs anything. Again, they don't need the headgear because most of the people don't go in the ring. We do have the competition guys. Yeah. They'll work right alongside. You'll see an 80-year-old lady from Scarsdale working out right next to a guy that's fighting for a world title. And everybody's treated the exact same way. You know, it's a great environment. There's no jerks. It's not intimidating for some people. It's intimidating. Some people walk in the door. Once you get in there, they're going to feel the love. You know, everybody embraces everybody in the gym.
How great are you on the speed bag, brother? Come on. Come on. That speed bag.
I can still use it. I try not to, you know. Yeah. I've been doing this for, I've been a coach 30 years, and I've been doing it since I've been 11 years old.
Yeah.
And I try to sit in my seat now.
I don't believe that. You know, I got at the house, I got a speed bag downstairs. My father always showed rest his soul how to do that. And there's a trick to it. There's just a trick to it.
It's a rhythm. It's not an eye thing. It's an ear thing. You have to hear it.
Thank you. Like the way Stallone got it down, though, in Rocky. Did he not?
Oh, he really did. Right? You know, when you watch him, people say, you know, he was an actor doing this, but this guy was in phenomenal shape, he really knew how to box. He really did.
Sliding back and forth, hitting with the back of the hand on that bag, man. This is great.
I'm telling you, he was the man.
This is so great because people forget how tough boxing is and how you could be in shape like this, and you're making it fun, yet you're working with professionals. This is Ryan O'Leary, head coach and owner of Champs Boxing Club right there. You've been there for like 10 years up there in New York.
Yeah, at this location, and I was on the other side for a while, town for a while, and hopefully I'll be here forever, Joe.
Yeah, Ryan, listen, we appreciate it, man. Come back anytime. Hopefully I'll get to meet you one of these days. Thanks for jumping on the air.
I would love you to stop in. Thank you so much, Joe.
Love it. Talk to you, Ryan O'Leary. Yes, sir. Ryan O'Leary right there, head coach and owner of Champs Boxing Club. That sounds like a lot of fun. Hey, we got a winner with the New Rochelle trivia question. What do you got, Albert?
All right, so here it is. Here is the trivia question and the answer as delivered by Catherine White, the executive director of New Rochelle's Chamber of Commerce.
Good morning, Joe. New Rochelle is currently home to two colleges. Name one. And the answer is Monroe College and Iona University.
And Stephen Tober of Caldwell, New Jersey, knew that answer, knew at least one of the colleges. So he gets a $50 gift card from the Beachmont Tavern and two season passes to the New York Empire Ultimate Disc Team, what most of us fondly call Frisbee. Very cool. So congratulations, Stephen.
Thank you, Al. Hey, 7:50 right now with Debbie on the road. It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Hey, Deb, Frisbee sounds like New Rochelle's happening. You know, we're talking about New Rochelle Frisbee.
Yeah,
boxing.
Right.
That's boxing. Cool. I'm telling you, I remember that. My dad taught us how to box. Saved me in 7th grade when I got into a fight with Claude Stiletto from
you did?
That's what, a guy like that. A guy with a name like that, right?
Wow, I hope those boxing gloves worked. Hope the practice paid off.
Yeah, there were no gloves. It was all bare knuckle back then. But thanks. My father always taught me how to box and to get me away, stepping back and how to stay, you know, keep your target kind of lean. But that what Ryan O'Leary is doing up there in New Rochelle sounds like a lot of fun. I can see you doing that, Deb.
Well, maybe in my sneakers for the boxing, but they say that it's such good exercise. And I did go to a boxing match once. There was a local boxer, Bobby Chez. You probably know the name.
I went to see Bobby.
Yeah. They used to have a boxing rink over in Totowa. And I had gone there, and it was great. Lou Duva, there's a lot of famous people.
Miss Lou, man. I'll tell you what, they wrote the book there outside of Patterson. Yes. Hey, 7:51, Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. How we doing, Deb?
Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. Believe it or not, it's 100 minutes in at the George Washington Bridge to the upper level, lower level, 60 minutes. So really horrible on the Cross Bronx. It's all due to the earlier accidents on the Cross Bronx Expressway. Lincoln Tunnel 45, Holland 45. We're also seeing delays as you take it out to the Garden State Parkway south at exit 138 in Kenilworth. An overturned vehicle, two lanes blocked, delays building quickly there. 80 West exit 60 in Patterson, a crash. And on the Taconic, traffic moving slowly southbound right into the Sawmill. It looks like an accident blocking one lane in South Ozone Park, Queens. 117th Street closed at 111th with an accident investigation. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
When a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty, who is there for them or the families left behind? Who's helping our homeless veterans and our nation to never forget 9/11? The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundations in the line of duty programs are comprised of its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Veteran Homelessness programs, all of which are dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engages people in 9/11 remembrance across America. And our Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation to keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our America's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. It's T, the number 2, t.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
It's amazing. I have more energy. I feel better. I have energy all day long. I don't get worn out, tired until I get off and get home, you know? So, yeah, I love it.
I am getting through my day with all the energy that I need. And I really honestly think it's the Balance of Nature that I'm taking. And it dawned on me. I thought, wow, you know, it's 6 o'clock. I had all the energy I needed to deal with meetings, deal with issues, deal with all the people. So it's just giving me what I need to get through.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code ANSWER.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Well, let me tell you about Montefiore New Rochelle Hospital. They've been rooted in caring for the community since 1892. You believe that? Evolving to a comprehensive medical village, providing compassionate, connected care to meet the diverse medical needs of residents in southern Westchester. Montefiore New Rochelle was ranked 31st out of 147 hospitals in New York State for inpatient time spent in the emergency department. Montefiore New Rochelle was 6 minutes faster than any Westchester County hospital. Designated as, this is my favorite, are you ready for this? An antimicrobial stewardship center of excellence by the Infectious Disease Society of America. Montefiore New Rochelle is also a recipient of HealthGrade's Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2019, which recognizes hospitals in the top 10% of the nation for patient safety. Montefiore New Rochelle was a recipient of the Quest Hero Award in 2021 and is considered a New York State Primary Stroke Center. For more information on the Montefiore New Rochelle Emergency Department, call 914-632-5000. Montefiore New Rochelle Emergency Department, 914-632-5000. Hey, Jeff, how we doing weather-wise? Good morning to you, my friend. How we doing out there?
We are doing okay, all things considered. We got a nice one today. It'll be partly sunny, reaching 74. Then partly cloudy overnight at a low temp of 58. Tomorrow, Joe, is going to be a little bit of a hit or miss with some showers and thunderstorms popping up across Long Island and also areas towards New York City. So just keep that in mind for any outdoor plans. And also we have to have another day of haze because the wildfire smoke once again making a push down here in our neck of the woods. 77 for the high tomorrow. And then temps hold steady with a nice day Wednesday. It'll be partly sunny at about 75. But the haze on Wednesday should be much less, if negligible, actually.
All right. Jeff, thank you. Jeff Nordin right there. Doing a great job, Jeff. Thank you so much, my friend. That haze, is it a purple haze? Hi, lady. Hey, purple. Jen Kearns is going to join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And we're going to talk about the, Chris Christie jumping in to the presidential race. Mike Pence, I mean, you know.
Why is Christie going? I mean, I understand why Mike Pence is going, Joe. I get it. But Chris
why
Christie?
Why do you think? Come on.
Well, because, what's he trying to do? He's trying to angle for another job? He's already got a bunch of jobs.
No. All I know is there's part of me that cannot wait to see the confrontation between Donald Trump
get
and
out of the
Christie.
Parks! Get out of all the national parks!
I'll tell you what. It's interesting because Chris Christie, to your point, Albert, he wrote the book on in-your-face politics.
Right.
He really did. And now, but Donald Trump ran with that, and it's a kind of a Jersey, New York thing we're used to, and it's just going to be, I just think it's going to be fun to watch, but how much will it help the Republican Party to win and beat this poor guy that is representing this cabal down at the White House? I don't know. Jen Kearns, you don't want to miss, because we have, and also another young lady, Ricky Schlott, is going to join us. She's going to tell us why raising the voter age to 25 is a bad idea. Dr. Mark Siegel on the show as well. It's Piscopo on the radio.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.